5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Welcome back to our Discovery Channel audio podcast. As Discovery Channel partners with NASA to celebrate America's 50 years in space, we're bringing you firsthand accounts from the astronauts themselves about what it was like to experience the triumphs of exploration. On today's podcast, astronaut Al Bean tells us all about walking on the moon during the Apollo project and why he's turned to painting as a way to honor and remember that experience. To learn all about Discovery's upcoming series, When We Left Earth, the NASA missions, just go to discovery.com/NASA.
I'd been an artist. That was my hobby when I was a test pilot at Patuxent River in the Navy. Whenever I got back from the moon and Skylab, I began to think about whether I would stay with NASA and fly the shuttle. I was in training to do that, and I began to realize that there were young men and women in NASA that could fly the space shuttle better than I could. And I said, you know, wait a minute, I can go off and paint maybe some of the experiences that we had exploring the moon, one of the great adventures of humankind. And if I don't do it, no one's going to do it. It's an effort to show artistically the spirit of Apollo, what we tried to accomplish in Apollo. How you do that, I still haven't figured out, but I do work on it every single day, trying to show the things that we did in Apollo. Being on the moon is a lot different from being on Earth, and so there's a lot of magic to it, a lot of feelings that this is amazing, this is out of this world, this isn't real. From an artistic standpoint, that's about as good as I can do. I've not had the urge to do another painting titled That's How It Felt to Walk on the Moon. I felt that was as good as I could do. One of the paintings I did was called Tiptoeing on the Ocean of Storms, and it shows that I'm up on my tiptoes as I'm moving around. At 1/6 gravity in that suit, you have to move in a different way. Well, of course, the first step I made on the moon, I remember that and like it. I didn't have anything special to say. I hadn't thought of anything. What I was trying to do was get my balance, which takes 2 or 3 minutes, so that I could go around and take a small pin, an astronaut pin that I had earned, silver pin, that I'd worn in my lapel for a number of years before going to the moon. And I pulled it out. I walked over to the edge of the lunar module, looked back at Surveyor in a crater about 600 feet away, and then I threw that pin out towards Surveyor. I did a painting of it called Lone Star because that's the only star we saw on the moon. But I can see that pin going over there, and I think how it'll be there for millions and millions of years, or until some tourist goes up there and picks it up, brings it back to Earth, which will happen someday, someday. I began painting, showing only what we did, digging ditches, running along the moon, making observations. And then as time passed, I began to realize that the human spirit is the most important element in all exploration. It's fun to think about playing football on the moon. I did a painting of that. These are things that appeal to our souls or what's inside of all of us. And we need to connect to those things for future growth. These are just as important as the weight of a rock. It's just another way to celebrate one of the great accomplishments of humankind. So I left the space program to do that job.